salvation of our souls.
Whenever we stand before you in the flesh,
cast away from our minds the slumbers of sleep.
Grant us sobriety, O Lord, that we may know how to stand before you at times of prayer.
And ascribe unto you the befitting glorification and win wisdom. With no many sins, glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
O bless the Lord, O you servants of the Lord, glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
And I lift up your hands, O you saints, and bless the Lord, glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
The Lord bless you from Zion, who made heaven and earth. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
My tongue shall speak of your words, for all your commandments are righteousness. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let your right hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let my soul live and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto all ages. Amen. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory be to you, O good one, lover of mankind. Glory be to your mother, the Virgin, and all your saints. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory be to you, only begotten one, O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered, and let all that hate his holy name flee from before his face. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
As for your people, let them be blessed thousandfold and 10,000, 10,000-fold, doing your will.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
Amen. Alleluia, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
To the voice in him, he sees them and she and the sun.
Let us sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation.
He is my God, and I will glorify him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea.
His chosen captains also drowned in the Red Sea.
The death swept covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone.
Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces.
And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You set forth your wrath, it consumed like stubble.
And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap, and the dust congealed in the heart of the sea.
The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them.
You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like dead in the mighty waters.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorified in his saints, amazing glory performing wonders?
You stretch out your hand, the earth followed them. You and your mercy have led forth the people that you have redeemed.
You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Palestine.
The chiefs of Edom will be dismayed.
Mighty men of Moab trembling.
They'll take hold of them.
All inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them.
By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone.
Till your people pass over, O Lord.
Till your people pass over, whom you have purchased.
You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance.
In the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling.
Your sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea.
And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea.
Then Miriam, the prophetess, sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out after her with timbrels and with praises.
And Miriam answered them,
let us sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
People.
of shining. I'll give thanks to the Lord of Lords that live. I ask for centuries forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. To him who made great lights and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. The moon and stars rule by night and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. Brought out Israel from among them and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever.
To him who retrieved water from the rock and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. And so famous kings that lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. And Og the king of Bashan and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. Heritage to Israel, his servants are lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. Rescued us from our enemies and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. Who gives food to all flesh and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever. Who gives thanks to the God of heaven and lit, oh yes, for centuries forever.
Joy is near, no one who is
Ephraim, who just reshone.
Bless the Lord, O you holy and humble of heart, praise him and exalt him above all forever. His most joyous and anias, as anias, Misa Yukedani, Hosted Ophari, who just reshone. Bless the Lord, O you worship the Lord, the God of our fathers, praise him and exalt him above all forever. Erit salim evi et av asheri egonu avkos, avton favkot femet mo avtishot, o Do not forget the covenant which you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, your holy one. Praise the Lord on our behalf, O three saintly children, Sidrach, Misach, and Abednego, that he may forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf, O holy archangels, Michael and Gabriel, that he may forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf, O holy archangels, Ezekiel, Seraphiel, and Ananiel, that he may forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf, O foreign corporeal beast, the ministers fervent as fire, that he may forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf, O angelic host and all the heavenly multitudes, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O perfect man, the righteous and just in all, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O Moses, the arch-prophet, and Isaiah, and Jeremiah, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, Joachim, Manah, Joseph, the elder, and the righteous Job, Joseph, and Nicodemus, that he may forgive us our sin. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O chorus of the prophets, and all the righteous and the just, that he may forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf, 144,000 celibate evangelists, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O blessed Archdeacon St. Stephen, the first martyr, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O struggle mental martyr, my Lord Prince St. George, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O Philopatria, Marcorius, and Abomina, and Abom Victor, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, Basilius, and Eusebius, Macarius, and Philotheus, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O struggle, mental martyr, Moses, Apollo, and Theoclea, that he may forgive us our sins. Mm-hmm. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O struggle mental and martyrs, Cosmos, his brothers and their mother, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O struggle mental and martyrs, Lord Appetir, Mary sister, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O struggle mental and martyrs, Mary Benhamitra, sister, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O victorious martyrs, the 14 saints of Sebaste, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O struggle mental martyrs, of all joy his friend Peter, that he may forgive us our sins. Lord, in our behalf, Abba John of Heraclea, Lord Pifamon and Pistavros, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord, in our behalf, Abba Novus, Olivius, Apacargon, and Sosinius, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O new martyrs, Pistoros and Arsenios, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, O chorus of the martyrs who suffered for the sake of Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O 49 martyrs, the elders of Shehit, that he may forgive us our sins. To the Lord in our behalf, Abba Pachor Zagnonia and Theodore, his disciple, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, Abba Nofer and Abba Karas and our father, Pachnotias, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, Abba Apollo and Abba Epiphan, our Father, Abba Jimmy, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord in our behalf, Abba Persuma and Ephraim, and John and Simeon, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, our Lord's the ascetic fathers of Abraham and George, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, Basil and Gregory and our father of Assyria, that he may forgive us our sins. to the Lord and a word we have for the 150 at Constantinople and the 200 at Ephesus, that he may forgive us our sins. Praise to the Lord and a word we have of Abraham, the Hegelman, and our father of Amart, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, my Lord King Constantine and his mother, Queen Helen, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O saints of this day, each one by his name, that he may forgive us our sins. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, Pope Abba Tawadros, the High Priest, that he may forgive us our sins.
Thank you.
O Virgin Mary, the Mother of Joy, for truly your Son, Jesus Christ, arose. To thee let us rejoice and be glad, because the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, arose. Every day I will praise your name, my Lord Jesus, help me. All the creation glorifies your name, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me. La carrobia resulta, ya rabia sua, ay mi, asraya ilay. Every knee bows down before you, my Lord Jesus, help me. All the diverse tongues together bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me.
My thoughts.
weight and your burden is light. My Lord Jesus, help me in the accepted time. Hear me, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me.
My hope on all is smoke and contus, yarobius.
And forgive us our sins, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me.
Oh.
Through the shedding of his holy blood, he purified the faithful to be a justified people. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions, O the lover of mankind. He made it with glories commanded by the Lord, and according to the pattern shown unto him. Likened it to you, O Virgin Mary, the true tabernacle wherein dwelt God. For they spoke of you with great honor, O Holy City of the Great King. The ark overlaid round about with gold that was made with wood that would not decay. One nature out of two, a holy divinity, co-essential with the Father and incorruptible. This which he has taken from you undefiled, he made one with him as a hypostasis. And we also pray that we may win mercy through our intercessions of the lover of mankind. Gold and silver and precious stone, purple and scarlet and fine linen. You too, O Mary, are clothed with the glory of the divinity within and without. Wherefore we notify you fittingly with prophetic hymnology. And pray that we may win mercy through our intercessions, O Lord of mankind. As a symbol of God, the Word, who is incarnate of you without change, O undefiled. Wherefore everyone magnifies you, O my Lady, the Mother of God, the ever holy. The two golden cherubim continually cover with their wings the mercy seat. You too, O Mary, thousands of thousands and myriads of myriads overshadow you. Wherefore we magnify you fittingly with prophetic hymnology. We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions, the lover of mankind. The bread of life which came down for us from heaven gave life unto the world. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions, O Lover of mankind. For that was kept in the tabernacle as a testimony to the children of Israel. You too, O Mary, have carried in your womb the rational manna that came from the Father. Wherefore
intercede and pray that we may win mercy through your intercession to the Lord of mankind. That is the approachable light of the world that proceeds from the unapproachable light. By his coming, he gave light to us, we who were sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Wherefore, everyone magnifies you, O my Lady, Mother of God, the ever holy. All the ranks on high cannot resemble you, O golden lampstand that carries the true light. Was managed by the hands of men who brought all forth lands by day and by night. For he whom you gave birth to is the Son of Righteousness, and he has healed us of all our sins. For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great King. The censer made of pure gold, carrying the blessed and live coal. Which is God the Word, who is incarnate of you, and offered himself as incense to God his Father. And we also pray that we may win mercy through our intercession to the Lord of mankind. For therein is offered the chosen incense before the holiest. You too, O Mary, have carried in your womb the invisible word of the Father. With prophetic hymnology. We entreat and pray that we may win mercy through your intercession to the lover of mankind. You who gave birth to us, as true God, who ever seed a man and remained a virgin. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions, O lover of mankind. So the high standings of the chorus of the just glorify you and your blessedness. For they spoke of you with great honor, O holy city of the great King. 10 times every day I will praise your name with all my heart, O God of everyone. Jesus Christ, our true God, who has come for our salvation, was incarnate. Changed our sorrow and all our troubles to joy for our hearts and souls to rejoicing. And let us all proclaim with the voice of joy, saying, Hail to you, O Mary, the mother of Emmanuel. Jacob, hail to you, O Mary, myriads of myriads. Hail to you, O Mary, the pride of Judah. Hail to you, O Mary, the mother of the Master. Hail to you, O Mary, steps of Job the just. Hail to you, O Mary, the precious stone. Hail to you, O Mary, the mother of the beloved. Hail to you, O Mary, the daughter of King David. Hail to you, O Mary, the knowledge of Ezekiel. Hail to you, O Mary, the grace of Daniel. Hail to you, O Mary, the power of Elijah. Hail to you, O Mary, the grace of Elisha. Hail to you, O Mary, who was witnessed by all the prophets, and they said, Behold, God the Word was incarnate of you, and an indescribable unity. And gave birth without a man to the Son of the Highest, the Word Himself. Through her prayers and intercessions, O Lord, open unto us the gates of the church. Breathe.
true tabernacle is Mary, the virgin placed in its midst, the true testimonies. The golden pot where the manna was hidden, behold, the word of Father came, was incarnate of you. Chosen incense with a rich aroma. All these together direct us to the miraculous birth, O Virgin Mary. The first tabernacle which Moses had made was a place of the forgiveness for the children of Israel. An ark in the tabernacle overlaid with gold within and without. There was a golden pot in the tabernacle, and a measure of the manna was hidden in it. There was a golden censer in the tabernacle, and the chosen aloe was in its midst. Tabernacle, this which has blossom, with a planting or watering. There was a high priest in the tabernacle, offering sacrifice on account of the people's sins. Through Mary, the daughter of Joachim, we learn of the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. The chosen scholars of the holy book saw it, they were greatly amazed. They called Mary, the daughter of Joachim, the true tabernacle of the Lord of hosts. Like the mercy seat to the Virgin, and the shimmering glory overshadowing her. They liken the golden candlestand to the church, and the seven lamps to its seven orders. They liken the flower of incense to Mary the Queen, and the chosen incense to her virginity. Like in the golden table to the altar, and the oblation bread to the body of the Lord. Who offered himself as acceptable sacrifice upon the cross for the salvation of our race. He opened the gate of paradise and restored Adam again to his authority.
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us in Pontius Pilate, suffered and buried, on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, sent into heaven, sits there in heaven's Father. He's coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, who believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who sits in the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified. Spoken by the prophets in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism for the remission of sins.
Deliver us from our enemies.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
Both heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our tribulations and adversities but you. O God, absolve from it and forgive us our sins, which we did willfully and unwillfully, those which we committed knowingly and unknowingly, the concealed ones and the manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, according to your mercy and not according to our sins. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever.